Madam Moderator, I'm Giulio Colessi, the President of the European Humanist Federation, whose recommendation is to repeal all still existing blasphemy laws in all the member countries of the OSCE. We are deeply concerned with the widespread lack of attentiveness for the safeguard of some of the fundamental principles upon which the very fabric of our civilization was built. Many of these principles are put at jeopardy by politicians who pose as the guardians of our real identity and tradition. And mainstream politicians are often inclined to come to terms with those claims, thus letting their openly nationalist and populist competitors to impose their narrative and set the political agenda. If trampling on the human rights of minorities is the most evident consequence of the present regressive wave, keeping in force the existing limitations to freedom of thought through blasphemy laws is another and not less relevant one. They have become a part of policies aimed at using the autochthonous traditional religion or whatever other item can be found in each of our country's real or invented tradition as tools of exclusion, as weapons to be brandished against real or supposed minorities, against liberal or progressive believers, and or against the immigrants. But there is also another, more intelligent and apparently more inclusive version of this repeal of freedom of thought when blasphemy laws are extended to protect all religious faiths. As our societies are more and more secularized, many religious leaders demand a renewed public recognition and renewed privileges. And when such claims come from the religious communities newly established in our countries, other long-established churches often try to seize that opportunity to ask for a renewed public role of all religious organizations that would inevitably confine non-believers and maverick believers alike in the position of second-class citizens, like the dhimmis in the Ottoman Empire. Repealing all blasphemy laws has become today part of the defense of our open societies. If we don't act consequently, if we appease the high-handed and the intolerant, we should not be surprised if sooner or later Voltaire's writings are prohibited once again somewhere in our countries. Maybe in the school libraries as a mere first step. Thank you very much.